CD 1. Track 8.
It's already past 6 o'clock, so it's time for this week's Culture at 6. Today, we are going to talk about museums. Until a short time ago, visiting a museum was not my idea of fun. I always thought of museums as very serious institutions, full of old, dusty things, in which you were not allowed to do anything. But then I met Amanda Clark, a vice president of the Museum Lovers Club. Amanda, welcome to the show. Let me start by asking you a very basic question. What can make a museum attractive?
Well, first of all, I think that an attractive museum must be interactive. By interactive, I mean being able to do a lot of things. For example, choosing your own route through the exhibition, having the opportunity to do other things than just walk and look, and above all, being allowed to touch and move things. And of course, the exhibition itself should be interesting and modern. One of the most fascinating museums of modern art is Louisiana in Denmark. It is set in a beautiful spot by the sea. You can go there for a picnic and lie on the grass next to a famous sculpture. Rooms in the museum building were specially designed to match the paintings, sculptures and other things which are presented there. And, of course, there is a great shop and a big restaurant. You can spend a whole day there and never get bored. Another interactive museum, which I'd like to recommend, is called Experimentarium, which also happens to be in Denmark. This museum is about science and technology, and, as the name suggests, it's based on the idea of experiment. Visitors simply have to touch and move the exhibits because it is the best way to understand how different things work. I think you can understand many complicated processes and mechanisms when you're in Experimentarium. And by the way, most of these experiments are very easy. Finally, something for music fans. One of my favourite places is the Museum of Music and Instruments in Brussels. It's located in a beautiful Art Nouveau building. Each visitor gets a set of headphones when buying a ticket. You can walk whichever way you like, and the moment you're getting close to any instrument, you can hear it play in your headphones. So, practically, you visit this museum not only with your eyes, but with your ears as well. And this is also what I call interactive.